from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, I'm gonna watch it. Believe me, I really love it.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Steiny and Guru with you.
Yes.
95.7 The Game. And before the break, I asked the question to Warrior fans and Goo, and I'll ask it to Evan, and I'll answer it myself. We're about a week into free agency, and if the question was, how has the Warriors' offseason gone? The Warriors' offseason has gone how? How would you answer that? Here's mine. I think it's gone about the way we should have expected it to go if we looked at it realistically. Because the one thing we heard was, oh, they're big game hunting.
Yeah.
The minute you say, oh, we're going after a big guy, to me, the odds of that happening are 5%. Because it's just too hard for two teams to make a deal that both teams are okay with. It's just too difficult. So you can sell going big game hunting all you want. It doesn't mean anything if you can't get it done. And they have not been able to get it done. And so you can't make a big move? Then what do? You try to get better around the edges. That's what they've done. They haven't capped themselves out. Well, they're hard capped, but they haven't. They've absolutely gotten their finances in a better place. And to me, it's gone about the way we should have expected it. Evan? Goo?
I'm going to say disappointing. And the reason I say disappointing is I wanted to see Klay Thompson stay or remain in a Warrior uniform. He's gone. Then there were the rumors, and fan is short for fanatic. They got excited about the possibility of Paul George being a Warrior and what that meant to you, you know, regardless of who you are and what you thought and what you think where the Warriors are. So you didn't get that. Klay left. I find that disappointing.
All right.
Yeah.
E?
It's been pivoting. I think that's
pivoting.
That's how I would
not
put.
Riveting.
No. Not riveting, pivoting.
Okay.
Because I feel like they've had plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D, plan E, and whatever else comes after that. And every time they've, quote, tried to make a move, whether it's been small or big, there's been a pivot. And it's been because either they haven't had, I don't know, some team that's willing to play ball with them, or because they misread Klay Thompson, or because basically they just kind of had to operate on contingency plans. So I feel like their offseason has been a continuous pivot.
Interesting.
Wow, he got up to E. No pun intended. Plan E.
Yeah, I'm with you. It feels like, and this is where they're at, unfortunately, the offseason was dictated to them. They didn't dictate anything. Nothing. But you know why? Because they couldn't. They couldn't dictate the offseason. I mean, of course, they could have. They could have paid Clay an exorbitant amount of money, and that would have dictated the offseason. But obviously, the front office did not think that was the way to go. And I happen to agree with them. Bernard's in Canada.
Oh, Canada.
What's up, Bernard? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. Steiny, I agree with you so much. Listen, man, this organization has paid the lots of tax for our team to keep this team together, has won us some championship, and they've decided this year just not to pay anymore. And, you know, if there's anyone that I blame personally, I blame the NBA for coming with all these caps and all these things, and we drafted our players and built our players. So, this is a business. Every member of the team knows this. I don't think we all knew that Andrew Wiggins was going to play the way he played when he came over from Minnesota. I don't know that we thought Hodge will have made a difference last year, or even Trace will have made a difference. So, you know, in other words, I don't expect us to win the championship this year. But in other words, we just need to see the jump these players are making this year. We don't know what they're doing right now in the offseason. But I think I don't want to mortgage all of our future just to get one guy in who might not even make that big a difference to get us straight to the championship. So, you know, let's see what they do. And as usual, strength in numbers.
What's your goal this season? What's your, I asked Steiny, what's a successful season? Right now, how would you define that?
Playoffs.
Okay.
That's it.
Wow.
Playoffs.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Man.
So here's the other thing. I don't want to make a list here, but as it relates to Steph Curry, okay, let's take a look at the Western Conference. All right, and it's not about who's better than who.
Yeah.
But okay, Curry needs help. All right. The Oklahoma City Thunder. Is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander better than Curry?
At this point, yes.
And who's Oklahoma City's second best player?
Holmgren.
Better than the Warriors' second best player.
Oh, no doubt.
Okay, so your best player isn't as good as their best player, and they have the second best player that'll play on the court.
Right.
Okay. The Nuggets. Jokic or Curry?
Jokic.
And then who's got a better second, third, fourth?
Denver.
Okay. Timberwolves. Anthony Edwards. Let's just say they're even. Let's say Curry's still a little better.
All right.
Okay, then look at who else they have.
I'm getting the theme. Wow.
So
how many? What number did you stop at? Because
we haven't gotten to Dallas.
Wow.
We haven't gotten to Dallas.
But that's why they were in on Paul George, Donnie. They know this,
right? And that's
why. And I appreciate it as a fan that they tried to go get it done.
And that's why
I got to pause real quick. You keep saying you don't believe or you don't think the holdup in that deal getting going through was Kuminga. That's all it had to be. That's why Ramona Shelburne's report about they didn't have a package with Kuminga in it tells me they weren't all in.
Well, Kawhi says that Kuminga was part of it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well.
And the other thing is,
according to I got you. But Ramona's saying that made all the sense in the world. Like the Clippers turn. Like I couldn't believe Ballmer would say, I don't want Kuminga.
I can.
Oh, man.
I can't. What do you do with Kuminga? Like, who is he? We've watched him for 3 years.
A guy you may be about to give $200 million to.
We'll see.
So that's a problem.
Well, okay.
Because you don't know what he is.
So maybe the Clippers don't want to give him $200 million either. Maybe they're not sold on Kuminga.
But your exercise it's frightening because I get it.
Right. And that's why at the end of the day, when it comes to Paul George, okay, and I look at the West, and we got Curry at 36
and
Paul
George,
at 34.
But how are they playing,
You're
though,
You're still
Steiny?
Not better than the Thunder because their two players are better than your best two. You're still not better than the Nuggets. You're not better than the Timberwolves. You're probably not better than the Mavericks.
But that's where I'll go give Draymond love when we go to that exercise and bring in the intangibles. And who's got a Draymond that, like, give me that the things that he brings to the table. Those are the difference between winning and losing.
They were. They were.
Oh, yeah.
They were.
When he was on the court, they were pretty damn good. And I just hate that I got to go to that, but it's reality. But, man.
I mean, yeah. Go ahead.
No, we had a super chat, I'm slow.
From Bill M. donating $5. I don't often agree with Steiny, but this time I do. Letting Clay go is the right call. They would have gotten rid of Wiggins already, but he stinks.
You know what, Evan? Can I just tell you and Steiny and the listeners?
Fire in his eyes?
No, I'm over. I can accept Clay leaving. But am I the only one that cares about the stuff that's coming out behind the scenes? And I got Clay on my list of how the F can you be upset watching your comrades get paid in 2022 after winning a championship? That, like, I'm blown away that you thought you should have got your bag then. And then add that on the top, Draymond. Then the Joe Lacob golf course, no discussion of what the real was going on. Like, that's like it's bigger than Clay Thompson for me. And that's why I'm hurt. Like, Guru, get a life. You got kids. Worry about being poor. But that's the stuff that I'm like, this is what was going on? Oh, well, no wonder Clay had a bad season. This is where lightweight power.
Right. This is where I look back at everything. And, it's Pat Riley, the disease of me. Why didn't you just say, Pat Riley doesn't know what he's talking about? How come you didn't say that for the last 8 years? Because
it was hid.
Riley's an idiot.
No, it was hid here in the Warriors.
Steve Kerr, 3 days ago, says these never, ever end well. We've known this day was coming. Mm. We know that it was not going to work. It can't go on forever.
But a lot of times it's not the finances on why, like the Bulls.
Right, it's ego.
Yeah. All right.
And you guys out there in Bayland are like, we don't have basketball players here. We have Saints. No, you don't. You have basketball players who are just like everybody else.
You're preaching to me right now. You're talking to me. And that's what I bit. That's what I'm having a problem with.
Let's go to Murillo in Petaluma. Hey, Murillo, how you doing, man? How's the off season going for you, buddy?
Oh my God, it's been great. I'm on the week off of my camp.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying the sunny North Bay. Can't complain. Guru,
what's up, baby?
Kendrick Lamar. Love is gonna get you killed, but pride is gonna be the death of you and me and you and me. It's pride. Let's put the play thing behind us. Here's what I can't. You and Chesky, Guru, you sound like two addicts on this marketing thing.
He said addicts.
No, I'm not serious.
That's pretty good.
I'm gonna quote a Cat Williams joke here. I'm gonna keep it PG-13 so the speech regulators don't drop.
Okay.
When you're in a club and you're desperate and you think you're hitting on a woman, before you do anything, before you make a move to take that woman to
you an idiot? Give me the meat. He's done. Murillo's on a timeout. See, and you laugh. That encourages it.
What was that? It was like watching a great movie.
Juvenile.
And you're thinking he's going to some Cat Williams thing, and it went left.
Yeah, he's done for the week.
Yeah, juvenile. He might be for the month.
Well, not if you keep laughing like it's funny. Yeah, I'm mad at you right now.
But you're not mad at Murillo. That's him. Funny. That wasn't me.
I expect it from Murillo.
It was wrong. I'm not laughing because it was funny. The setup had us all. We've been hoodwinked, led astray.
He said he was going to keep it PG-13.
Right. Wow.
Like, what is wrong?
I'm not laughing. You know I don't like that humor. Who saw that coming?
Well, let's go play the tape. Because you were guffawing.
What a word.
Jason in Philly.
I wouldn't say spell it.
Jason in Philly. Give us some perspective, Jace.
Hey, guys. I see. One, that joke was funny, though.
It wasn't even a joke. Yeah, right.
Thank you.
Good Lord.
But I want to say that this offseason has been a travesty. The organization has failed Steph Curry by trying to walk the two timeline thing. And it started with Wiseman. I understand you take, you're drafting that high. You take a risk. Maybe you get a Tim Duncan. Maybe you get the center. Maybe you get a young guy or for the future on the Chiefs that can buoy the veterans as they transition. But to double down with Kuminga and Moody, now Paz and TJD, has the organization in limbo. If you look at the NBA, you can't do both. You either have to go with the veterans and go for it all, like the Lakers do, or you have to go rebuild, like we saw with OKC. You can't do both, and that's what's hurting right now, and that's what's letting Curry down, and that's why, you know, I feel like we're at the point where we're just going to have to move Steph, and Steph's going to have to request out. But if they're not willing to give up Jonathan Kuminga, who's, I don't think anybody sees him as a top 10 player, if you're not willing to move off of him, then you're going to be stuck in limbo.
You're on fire. Let me just add this. I agree with you, but it's what Steiny said. It's all according to who you believe. Kawakami, if they were in on Kuminga, he was included in the package. And the Clippers, you look at their roster, like, what's their future? Like, I couldn't see them saying no to bringing in Kuminga. But I'm going to give the Warriors a pass because they were in on Paul George. They had to feel like you and I and Shasky that this team and Steph needs help. So they didn't get it done. We don't know why. Bottom line, they added no talent, but if I'm Joe Lacob, this title of the jam is get Curry help immediately, and that's what Paul George signaled to me. And marketing averaged 26 and 23 points in this league a couple years in his career. He's a mismatch. He can rebound 8 a game. Oh, my God, you don't need him?
8 rebounds? How big is he?
7 foot.
That's not good.
But
damn, 6 are just going to come to you.
Well, you know what we're doing? Hold on. He's your second best player when he puts on a Warrior uniform.
And that's why you don't make the move. Because that ain't it, bro.
Wow.
That ain't it. 36-year-old like Steph Curry like and Markkanen ain't it.
But I'd rather... This ain't it, what they got now.
It's Dad, more...
This ain't it.
You don't know that.
Come on, Steiny. Meet me halfway, man.
I won't.
I know you don't believe that.
I absolutely believe that.
I'm dreaming of getting to the 4th or 5th seed.
Okay, so you're right. And I listen. We're going to have to figure out this summer a new way of talking about this, because we're always coming back to the same place. That, you know, you want to keep it going, and I think it's past. So, but see,
you got to trade Curry with if I give him
not yet.
Oh,
you don't have to trade Steph. You don't have to even think about it. Let's see what happens next season. Let's play some games.
But I'll give you that, and you're being somewhat realistic. But isn't that as a fan, Steiny, put your fan hat on. Isn't that just demoralizing?
What?
When you got Steph and Dre and you say, let's just see what happens. They're not doing that in Dallas with two guys of the elk of they're not doing that in Minnesota. They're not doing that. You know where they're doing that? And that's why the Sacramento move of DeRozan, that changes things for me about their outlook, man.
Well, you know what? You know what changed? Goo. How can this team with a 36-year-old compete against teams whose star players are in their primes? Like, there's somebody on the text line, I should give him credit. Yeah. Why don't you guys realize that, you know, there's been some 9 or 10, like Dallas misses the playoffs last year. They get back to the finals. See, we can do it. Luka Doncic is 25. Kyrie Irving's in his prime.
Hey, I'm not ignoring that, but I got to do this. I got to go here because I can. And
2 years ago?
How did you know?
And you're foolish.
But
things changed quickly.
He was 34 then, which sounded like 36.
No, it didn't.
And they got it done.
No, it didn't.
But he wasn't 25, Steiny. 34, Curry was still
36. When does it stop? I'm seriously, when does it end?
That's what I'm asking.
Now. It ends now.
If you don't get him help, it ends sooner than later.
You know what?
And I equal. What if I told you this?
He's not You can't get him enough help Ooh. Anymore.
See, I don't
because
okay.
he's not good enough anymore to
that.
Get enough
yeah.
help
I,
for.
I'm not there yet. Well, I think his age is the worst thing. Like, he ain't playing like a 36-year-old.
He did in the second half of the season. Like, are we just going to forget that?
Or are we going to say he needed more help? Like, they're on to the, okay. the Draymond okay. action.
Did he need
Teams
more help 5 years ago?
That.
Did he need more help 2 years ago?
Well, no,
like
he
if
had
you're
Durant.
Gonna, if,
yeah.
No, 2 years ago.
Oh, well,
if I don't understand
well,
this,
Wiggins was a different player, Steiny.
I don't understand this. If 2 years ago was just 2 years ago, why all of a sudden does he need more help?
Because Wiggins is one of
and more, neither is he.
But it's not as near. It's not a drop off like Wiggins.
You That's find the, everybody but Steph. And I'm not saying Steph is the problem, but I'll say it again. The biggest issue with the Warriors is Steph Curry
his
is
stock
declining.
Around the world, Steiny, forget here. People are not. Is he getting older? Hell yes. But is he finished? No Nobody's, effing way. Steiny, he needs help. Jordan needed help. He needs help more now because
Jordan.
He's older. It's easy, and you're ignoring it. You're going to Curry's doorstep to say you need to tap into the 24-year-old or 28-year-old Curry, no. and you don't need help. You should need help, and he needs help now more at the end than ever. And everything around him is eroding offensively, especially when
offensively.
Wiggins is not doing what
well,
he was doing. And look, real quick,
offensively.
What did he do? When Wiggins was balling, he won a chip for you.
Just him.
He wanted to give him a second stud. Clay couldn't do it. They tried, he couldn't
well,
do
why
it.
Why did you want to keep him?
That's different.
Oh,
I'm talking
how are you going to get a second star with Clay Thompson here?
If Clay got re-signed, I would not tell you in this microphone he's your second best player.
Right. Right. So why'd you want to re-sign Clay? He was their second best player. Now he's not their second best player.
Because I was loving the big three.
Let's go to Mike in Santa Clara. What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Hey.
First off, look, there is no second player right now. There is not. There is no second player. Now, it's a nice signing with Buddy Hield. You get a potential younger version of Klay Thompson just as a jump three, okay? Just a little step three. That's fine. But I think what will make this offseason great is if we can get Markkanen involved. If we get Markkanen, we're not going into the play-in. We're going to be in the seed. We are going to be in the seed, okay? And I
you
love the fact
that.
Of, like, how Pods – what's that?
You don't know that.
Yeah, but that's how I feel, though, Steiny.
Okay.
Okay? That's how I feel.
That's fine.
I'm allowed my opinion.
You are, and I'm allowed you my know? Opinion to say this team might be better now than it was
yeah.
last year. But I don't – I'm not
– And,
but,
again, there's also
– I'm just saying but, it's not
– If you let me
– Go ahead.
All right. No, I appreciate it. Yeah. No, at the same time, like, we also – first off, I loved hearing what Pods also said, that he's already – Like, he's making himself better. I don't know what's going on with the other guys, but I want all of them to just take after Pods and just get their ass in the gym and start working and getting even stronger. You're in the last years of Steph Curry's career. You right. need to help him out as much as possible, okay? Now, there's also so many other things that need to happen. There's not enough time left for him. But if we can at least get something involved outside of Buddy Hield, who I'm still skeptical about, but if we can get someone like Markkanen in there too, that will definitely make the Warriors offseason a much better, brighter future. Thanks, Steiny.
No, I appreciate it, Mike. And listen, I'm not saying you're wrong. And I'm not saying I'm right. I just don't agree with the fact that if you would have brought Paul George in, or if you get Markkanen, you're just automatically better.
Wow.
You might
wow.
be.
Okay.
You might be. But I don't think there are any guarantees anymore. And the price of getting that player in here, to me, hamstrings you so much financially that if it doesn't work, you are in a significantly worse spot than had you not done it, gone down the route they're going now, and continue to create financial flexibility. What if I said...
But there's still no guarantee that way, Steiny.
You're right. You're right. So that's why I'm taking the path that's safer. It's safer for the long term. I don't think some of you guys know how bad it could get.
Right. And I get, you know what? And I agree with that caller, Steiny, but I guess I feel like you owe Curry something. You're right on the totality of it, but what you're talking doesn't meet his timeline, I believe.
And I think what we're finding out is it's the Golden State Warriors. Mm. It's not the Golden State Currys. Mm. And we can't operate like that.
But you're clearly, really down on marketing to where you think him coming here would make this a better basketball team.
He might.
Dude's a stud.
Well, you know what?
I'm not saying he's Kevin Durant. When you can't name the second best player on your team, how the hell can you look somebody in the face and say playoffs? Curry deserves better than that.
Why?
Because he's doing his thing.
Well, Larry Bird deserves better, too.
And it becomes more harder. Ain't about Bird.
Well, every aging superstar, then, according to you, not every player that's been great has had the future mortgaged for him.
Well, I'll say this. This is about the miss with Wiseman. This is about trading Jordan Poole.
Those
this
are gone.
It's true, but
how long
it's why those things. I'm a riff until it's over. Until it's over.
No, I mean, how long, are we going to
drill? Until it's over!
How long are we going to talk about Wiseman and stuff? That ship, well, that we can't do that on 95.7, The Game.
I was at the Circa.
We took me work.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7, The Game.
All righty, today's the day. Warriors Summit starts at 4 o'clock, Fremont Bank in Fremont. If you're not going, we'll have it all on YouTube. All six hosts talking about the Golden State Warriors and the state of the franchise. What do you think it is right now? How are you feeling about the state of the franchise? And first, I want to tell you at 3 o'clock today, Willard and Dibbs with Michael Thompson. Michael Thompson plays dad, joining Willard and Dibbs at 3 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
3
I'll be tuned in.
P.M. We're talking about where the Warriors are this offseason and how you're feeling about it and whether or not you're happy with where they're at. I think under the circumstances, they're doing the best they can.
Well, no, nobody said.
And I'm not, and I like they've gotten their financials in a better way. They may have upgraded the roster, which to me is very important. And we'll see what these three guys can bring to the team. I'm a firm believer in chemistry, in a team dynamic. I don't know if the Warriors are better right now than they were last year. I think they might be. I think it's possible because I kind of like these guys. They're younger. They're all pro players. Mm. Now, I think the one thing we're going to have to, and it's not for today, conversation about, why, with all we know about Steve Kerr, is he going to play Moody and Pajemski over any one of these veterans that they've just acquired?
I don't think any of those two young dudes I like are better than Melton when he's healthy.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Wait, one more time?
I don't think, as much as I like Pods and Moody, I don't think they are better than Melton.
I know it sounds trite, but that's what practice is for.
Okay, I got one more question, because you took your victory lap last year and you earned it with the Chris Paul coming to Golden State, how he would help. Can I just quickly ask you, what are they losing? What are they losing when Chris Paul is not on this team?
That's a great question. It feels like nothing. But
wow,
I know that can't be right.
That's how I feel. But that's not fair to Chris. And he did himself well here.
I mean, to me, was he good? He was fine. Did he impact winning? Not really.
No.
I don't think he impacted winning.
I don't think anybody did when you don't make the playoffs.
Clay? Let's go to Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark, how you doing, man?
Good, Steiny. Hey, Guru.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
You guys are great. Guru, you got a big heart, man. I really admire you for that. And I think you make decisions as a general manager with your heart. And I get it, too, because it hurts everybody that Clay left. But, right, I want to answer a couple questions. One, the second best player now is Wiggins. He needs to be unlocked again.
Wow.
And Kuminga. Mm. No doubt. Kuminga needs more minutes. He needs more minutes than 22 minutes per game. The kid was scoring a line. He was getting better. And I love Steve Kerr, but ever since Clay come back during the championship season, it's always been about working him back in. And Kerr has been handcuffed. And he's been coaching by seniority and not by ability. And ability, I love Clay, but defensively, this team right now, as is, without even a lot of 7 footer they got. Watch from Boston College. Go watch him on YouTube. I like that kid. But Kerr's been handcuffed. At the end of games, and I'm retired, I can say this, oftentimes he would put the lineup in the AARP lineup. He put the old guys in. And defensively, they just couldn't transition. One thing Kuminga does that's really good, he's one of the best closeout guys in the whole league. He alters a lot of shots. The guy's a beast. We have beasts. And they picked up a couple beasts. But defensively, they're going to be way better. And I think that we have the tools to pick up the offense that Clay, we're going to be missing with Clay gone. So.
Thanks, Mark.
So does Kerr, I should have asked him, Stoney, become a better coach? Because, and I alluded to this earlier, because there is no Clay Thompson worrying about his feelings? Because
probably.
When they benched him, it kind of went away, but it was there.
Yeah, I think that there's a chance that Steve Kerr did feel pressure that he had to play Clay Thompson. I do. There's one. I'm not sure. Oh, I kind of like this one, the 408. I'm not sure I'm happy with where they're at, but I'm happy with what Dunleavy has done.
So that would be the three moves around the edges with Melton.
Well, I think
saying bye bye to Clay.
Well, I think there's some things you can be happy about. I mean, listen,
not getting anything for Chris Paul hurt me. I would put that on Mike's ledger. Steiny, he got that. He gave him that extension, don't you? But we believe to make something happen and get a player.
He didn't give him an extension.
No, when Chris Paul said, "You know what? I'll delay my decision."
That tells me, you know what? It tells me that they exhausted every single thing they could have possibly done. Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the end of the day, they weren't going to, like, again, we were kind of talking about this at the end of the year, that anything they do is not going to be easy. And we kind of gloss over it a lot. Well, they'll still figure it out. I don't believe there was a deal for Paul George out there that the Clippers would have accepted. We had two teams trying to make a deal, and neither of them wanted to go into the second apron. And yet, if you flip-flop Kuminga and Paul George, then both teams would have had to make the same decision they were going to be making on their guys anyway about having to pay him or not, knowing that if they do pay him, they're handcuffed again. So I really don't believe that they had a deal for Paul George.
Mm.
Was it close? Maybe. I don't know if it was close or not, but I don't think at the end of the day the Clippers they would rather have Paul George walk for nothing than get a player that they knew they would have to pay but they weren't certain on.
Or everybody has an ego, and so do these owners. And I think Joe Lacob, depending on who you trust, Donnie, I think there's a lot of hate for him and what he's done and what he spent. Do you think Ballmer was like, his pride was in the way of like, I'm not going to breathe life into that franchise. I think they're down. I'm not sending Paul George, nor am I going to help them get Paul George.
And maybe the Warriors thought, I'm not bailing out the fossil Clippers and giving them our best young player so that they can claw their way out because they've got old guys who ain't winning it either. Maybe. Let's go to Austin in San Francisco.
Austin.
Hey, I just want to say this, man. I don't like where they at. We got rid of Clay, and then we got Buddy. Yeah, another shooter, but we still lacking in defense with that. I blame this all on Draymond Green of him being selfish. Look, he cost us the finals. KD's gone. He calls it Jordan Poole. He's supposed to be right behind Stephen Curry. You know, the hate on Poole that he had. Mm. Man, because he was taking a little shine from Curry. Man, that's crazy. He was athletic and a better defender than Curry. We just had to have more patience with that. We should let Draymond Green walk. He said he wanted to go to the Grizzlies. That man is so selfish for that. Now Clay that gone, and he took that money. Wasn't not supposed to take that money. That's supposed to go to Clay. I take Clay knees over Draymond knees. He's deteriorating hella fast. That's all I got.
Good stuff, Austin. Appreciate the call.
Oh, the list is getting long.
I mean, look, the other thing that I think we got to acknowledge is, and I don't know if it's half the fans, but I think it's split in half. Sorry, but half the fans are pissed that Draymond got paid and Clay didn't.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt about it.
And whether you think that's pitting a player against each other, I don't care. It split the fan base. And that's what Draymond Green does. He splits the fan base. So we're never going to have a consensus on what they should have done with Draymond. Because we know that we have them all on record.
But
last year saying, we can't win without Draymond. And they never said that about Klay Thompson.
A lot of what we're talking about is stuff that has gone on behind closed doors we weren't privy to. But what we've all watched is Draymond's transgressions on a national stage. And when you talk about the Durant, did he cost him Durant? I'm not mad if you think that, Austin. The Jordan Poole, you ruined him. And now we find out he probably socked him because you knew he was going to get paid before you thought. So you were looking at Jordan Poole's face like it was money he was taking from you. That's the stuff of how does that behavior get rewarded?
Well, you guys are all looking at last offseason, paying Draymond last offseason. Now everybody says it's easy. That was a mistake. Oh, that was a mistake paying Draymond Green. And you're the same people who 2 years before said, well, we can't go anywhere without Draymond. They have to do it. It's a great move.
Yeah, I've never been on that boat.
Skinny Bob in El Granada.
Our guy.
What's up, Skinny?
Hey, it's a great day out here.
Yeah.
And talk to you guys. Hey, as far as Clay, in my opinion, I watch 99% of the games on TV, and Clay going to Dallas, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not losing any sleep over it. And Draymond is a problem, and I think we improved the team a lot. I'm looking forward to next season, and I enjoy watching the young teams coming up, and I think we got a young roster, and I'll be enjoying those games. And basically, the biggest problem in basketball with all these guys is the big money. But big money is big money. So a lot of people need money, but big money is a problem. That's my thoughts. What do you guys think?
Oh, man, good to hear from you, Skinny Bob.
650, Dre's more of a team player than Clay. They're both about the same.
Clay,
they're like every other NBA player. No better, no worse.
Clay has no TKO of teammates.
Right, but he's a sulker.
Still, that TKO of teammates.
So,
nothing.
Clay's a better teammate than Draymond.
Clay has no TKOs on his record.
Right.
Yeah. Not just a push, a knockout. That's crazy.
God.
I can't move on. I'm sorry. People, I just, Stoudy, you know, the fan base has had enough. It's all
of
good.
What?
Draymond.
What if they had enough
Draymond
of?
Draymond getting rewarded. And then you wonder where they're at.
I don't think everybody has. Yeah. I don't
think
everybody's had enough.
Selling your soul to that dude, man.
I mean,
they hitched their wagon to a dude that has done everything under the sun.
Right, but let's not act like for 10 of 12 years, 95% of the fan base was on board with what the team was doing and how they were handling him.
Well, how do you prove that? We saw when he got into it with Kevin Durant, the fans were blaming him that was the reason Durant didn't stay.
Yeah, and half the fans were saying it wasn't.
And then half the fans didn't like every night him yelling at the refs or yelling at the coaches to challenge stuff. Like, that was getting old. It is old.
To some. Still, they're still out there. He's still got fans.
To the organization, you got me. You're right.
He's still got fans out there in the Bay Area. It sounds like. 888-957-95. Oh, I know what I wanted to hear. Sarah Todd, Deseret News, was talking about Laurie Markkanen. She covers the Utah Jazz. Here's how she answered the question of how likely it is that Markkanen just gets moved, just gets traded.
What has surprised me the last couple of years with the Jazz is that when the new ownership came in, Ryan Smith bought the team from the Miller family, and he grew up a Jazz fan, and so I thought he was going to be a little bit too fanboy to actually kind of make the moves the Jazz needed to do. Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert team had run its course. It was obvious from the outside that, like, it was that wasn't going to make it happen, that wasn't going to do it. And I was worried that, frankly, he wouldn't have the balls to blow it up. And then he did. He handed the reins over to Danny Ainge and Justin Zanuck, and he said, do what you got to do. And so I think that the belief that Ryan Smith has in the Danny Ainge, Justin Zanuck running of the team, at this point, nothing would surprise me. I don't necessarily think that it's about frugality. I think it's a real deep sense of what is going to give us the best long-term future, and they will pull the trigger if it means so.
All right, wow. That's Sarah Todd. Yeah. I want to hear one more thing. Okay. What are you going to get for Markkanen?
Man, it's going to really take a big haul. It is. I think if there is an offer, if the Warriors come through with a big offer, the Jazz would get it done. But they're not going to hold back on it. Like they're not going to say we'll settle for a deal, because they would like to have Lowry for a long time if they can.
Yeah, and I'm not shocked. The dude's a good, I believe, a damn good young player.
I guess also what I would say is, I would absolutely, positively never have traded for Paul George and then given him $212 million to take him to 38. But had they somehow figured out a way to do it, that I would have understood. Trading Kuminga and three firsts for Lauri Markkanen, that's what I'm not doing. Mm. Or it's not, I mean, I wouldn't do either, but that's what I would not understand that move.
You think it's still feasible?
Because here's the other thing.
I do after hearing that.
Well, here's the other thing. I think it's, and Evan got me thinking about this. What's the word? It's incongruous. It's, if you're saying that you got to get Steph help to take him to a title, who gives you a better chance, Paul George or Lauri Markkanen?
Paul George, I believe.
Okay, so.
And so do the Warriors. So that's why he was option A.
Right. So what are you getting Lauri Markkanen for? He's a 26-year-old player. Like, you've already known, like, if you think Paul George gets you back into contention.
Well, he would be the heir apparent. He would be 22.
Okay, so you are thinking about the future situation.
Right. I'm not throwing him out with the bathwater. He's a damn good player, yeah. And I expect him to be 4 years from now, 30 years old, still hopefully an all-star.
Okay, right? So you do care about after Steph's gone.
Well, that's immediately after Steph is gone. So,
well,
yeah.
I think that's big. Like, what if, like, Markkanen's, what if he's 3 years away from his prime, which he probably is because he's 26.
Well, even more the better.
Well, that means he's going to be at his most title ready when Curry's 39.
Stein, he averaged 27 points in this league, 26, and you didn't like the rebounds, but 8 rebounds. The dude can steal ball now.
He plays offense.
Okay, but
let me tell you the other thing. You can't bring in a non-defender to play alongside Draymond Green at this point of Draymond's career, because that ain't working either, I don't think. Like, if Markkanen's as bad on defense as everybody says he is, how's that going over with Draymond? I don't know. Chris in Alameda. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Couple quick points. I'm with you guys. Don't sell it all for Markkanen. I don't think it's worth it. I don't think it's the way the league is going these days. Big potential extensions. But also, I just wanted to say about Clay, who I love, one of my faves. But, you know, he played next to Steph Curry. And, of course, he had his shining moments when Steph wasn't on as well. But everybody's better when someone's drawn that much gravity. He'll be fortunate and get that same thing in Dallas. But you know what I'm saying? It would be tough if he was going someplace without a Kyrie or a Luka.
Mm.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the call.
And maybe that tough place was here.
What's that?
You know, having a guy, not all you had was Curry to be able to help Clay out and get the shots. You know, he was saying he's in a good place now, but if he wasn't, I'm saying, what if this were the worst place for Clay? now that there's not too many playmakers on the court outside of Steph. Maybe that's why he dipped too. Now that I'm learning what's going on and what's been going on.
How many legends have gotten old and come off the bench for the team that they starred for? I'll wait. Well, how many legends have ever come off the bench at the end of their career for the same team they started with and played with their whole career? Doesn't happen a lot.
Mm.
It just doesn't. Most guys at the end of their careers, if they have to go to the bench, they'll go to a bench for another team. I mean, there are exceptions. Maybe Tim Duncan, Chris A, never came off the bench. Not even his last year with the Spurs. He started every single game for the Spurs. Tim Duncan.
What about Manu?
Well, I think Manu went back and forth.
Huh?
And I also think, I guess Dwayne Wade might fit that image or fit that role. But it's a built-in problem.
What about Dirk?
He started half his games the last year when he only played 50 games. So he went to the bench for half a season, and it was his last year. So he didn't come off the bench for the Dallas Mavericks.
Mm.
If that's got to be a guy who's doing it for another team. I think at that age.
And with everything we know now, Stanley, I think that was a big component of Clay's mindset. Like, I can't watch Moody, Pods, Melton, or whoever start
exactly.
before. That would be torture.
And
but
watching.
He did it some part of last year when they benched him.
Right.
After he made the bonehead foul against the Clippers at home. And then remember, they went to Utah, and then he was out of the starting lineup.
Boy, Eli saying Clay's not in that conversation. Jeez. Clay's a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
You can't ask him to sit behind Brandon Pajemski.
But yet they did.
Right. In the middle of the season.
He probably was like, I'm
you
out.
You can't
this,
ask
you know
him
what?
To yeah. start a season playing behind
I get it.
Brandon Pajemski. This is a good point for the 510, but that goes both ways. Clay also pulled gravity for Curry, too. It was the Splash Brothers plural. It's from Terry in Oakland.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. I tell you what, is this fair? And I've been doing a lot of thinking while I was off. Joe Lacob gave him the nickname was Joey Lightyears. And I remember our last show, Stoney, you said he inherited Steph Curry. But aren't we finding out right now, this is when we find out when you put or you use that Joey Lightyear's credit card?
No.
Because now this is what we're talking, like this is when we find out if you're Lightyears ahead.
No, I don't think
so. Okay, why are
because
you saying
because it's
no?
impossible, Goo. They're trying to embark on something impossible. They're not at ground zero. They're below ground. That's where their salary cap situation is. That's where the age of their core roster is. Like, Mike Dunleavy he didn't just get to take over a team.
So you're saying
that
he was in a no-win situation?
Yes! They're in a no-win situation.
Well, he said trades are hard.
With every single decision.
The trades are...
Every single decision is no-win, and every single decision, because of where they're at, is risky one way or the other. Like, I wouldn't have signed Draymond Green. I wouldn't have. But they chose to because they felt they absolutely, positively needed him if they were going to go for a fifth championship. And I think in the course of the year, cooler heads in the Warriors front office realized, we ain't winning another championship with this core. We can't. I mean...
Well, we can't control one of our main guys. That ain't going to help.
Well, I mean, that's the deal you made for the four rings.
All right.
Like, you can't... Yeah, Draymond helped you get four rings. Now he's older, and he's a menace. I mean, menace is a little too strong, probably, but he's not a great teammate. Nah, I wouldn't say that either. I don't know what I'd say about Draymond Green. I do think that there's something to, you know, he's going to have a bigger spotlight on him right now than he's ever had.
But he's won. He's already won. And I'm
let's be honest. Think about that.
And that spotlight wasn't brighter last year in year one of the contract
No, because Clay was here. Because Clay was here. Clay's not here next year. It's just going to be Draymond. Mm. And the other reality that we got to realize with Draymond Green, and let's be honest, we all think it's possible because we've seen it before. How is Draymond Green going to be on a team that doesn't win if that's the if that's what ends up happening? You're going to have Draymond Green under contract for 3 more years, and you're not winning. If that in fact happens, I mean, hey, anybody still out there think that was a good deal they made for Draymond Green? But Steiny, if they're light years ahead, shouldn't they be able to figure it out? No,
Well, they're not light years ahead.
There's nothing to figure out.
And the game was different. The rules were different when he made that comment or that comment came out.
Name me a team that's ever, and you'd probably be able to give me any. You're losing a generational player. You're like Steph Curry is unbelievable. Like, it's just, there are things that are inevitable in life. And one is that it's hard for a 36-year-old to carry a team to a title as the team's best player. Hey, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Also, download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto line, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.